is daf chaf beis. So we got two lines down, the two dots. The Gemara says, "Atitz shel echad v'zram shel acher." If one person owns the pot and another person owns the seeds that are within, so the Gemara paskins that, let's say, machar bal atitz lebal zram, the one who owns the pot sells to the owner of the zram of the seeds. Kevin shemashich kana. The moment the bal zram pulls the ba'atit, he's konim, because the atit, the pot, is viewed as a metaltalin, and we know mashicha is konim when it comes to metaltalin, so the owner of the plant, it just pulls the pot, and he's konim that metaltalin. And however, machar bal zram, the bal atit, let's say the owner of the plant sells the plant to the owner of the pot, so now you're buying the plants, then lo kana ad sheyachzik bizram. You're not kone until you are machzik in the zram, because here the zram is not viewed as metaltalin, it's viewed as mechubal karka, even though it's the whole thing is movable, but it's viewed as mechubal karka. And Rashi explains in the top here, ad sheyachzik bizram, atitz havitalish, the atitz itself, even though it's disconnected, it's movable, u'mikne b'mashicha, that works, mashicha in the actual pot. When it comes to the zroim, havi mechubarim, it's considered attached to the ground, v'dinon kekarka, v'niknim b'kes b'shar chazak, any one of those three ways of being kona, like the mission in Bava Basra teaches us. V'ad sheyachzik kigon d'nichash o ider d'havi chazak, you have to do some maisa chazaka to the ground, to the flower pot, some type of digging up a ditch or some type of softening of the dirt, that would be a chazaka. Below Yahav Malus Kamari, says Rashi, it's a situation where no money was given over because the Yahav Zuzay Mikne Bekesev, because one of the ways of being Kona Karka is also through Kesev, so it has to be where no money was given. And seemingly you could also use Star. Star would have been a good acquisition as well. So that's the way you're Kona the Zerum, because the Zerum is viewed as a Mechuber, even though it's part of a movable flower pot. Gemara then says, Atitz Vizram Shel Echad. Let's say I own both the pot and the plant. U'machan la'achin, I sell it to somebody else, I sell it to you. Hichzik b'zram, if I machzik the zram, which is now considered the karka, then through that I'm also kana the atitz, because that's the content of zuhi shaninu, the mishnah in kedushin, nichasim she'ein lehem achrayos, niknin im nichasim she'eshin lechrayos, b'shar, b'kesev v'shar b'chazakam. Property that does not have achrayos, which is another way of saying metaltlin. Oh, good morning, Harry, sorry, I didn't... I'll just finish his line, then we'll hold off for it. And the property that is not considered, does not have a chrayos, property that is considered metalton, can be acquired through the acquisition of property of land. So let's say, for example, if I want to buy a land, and on that land is a car, let's say, and the car is considered, metalton is pretty big, but let's say the car is considered metalton. So if I want to acquire both, all I have to do is acquire the land, and through acquiring the land, I'm also acquiring the metalton as well. But if I want to be kona the metalton in the car, that will not allow me to be to acquire the land along with it. So since here in this case I want to buy the zroim and the pot, if I'm kona the zroim, which is considered the karka, through that I'm also going to be kona the pot. That's what the Gemara tells us. So then the Gemara says, we're around eight lines down in the Gemara, hichzik v'atitz, if I'm being machzik in the actual pot, then af atitz lokana ad sheyachzik bizram. Then even with the pot, I'm not going to acquire until I'm machzik bizram. Why? Because Rashi says here, see Rashi hichzik v'atitz, I don't do a meshicha on the atitz, I do a chazaka. If I do a chazak on the atitz, v'lo mashchu liknos, I don't pull it, I don't do the mashikh on the tatlan, ela ase be shumulach vim koma, I do some type of act to the pot, then af atitz lo kona, then I'm not even kona the atitz, the metalton lo mikne b'chazaka. I can't perform a chazak on metalton. There are two different worlds of kinanim. There's a world of karka, and there's a world of metalton, and the two can't switch. When it comes to metalton, only mashikh works, and when it comes to karka, only chazaka works. Yes, there's a lot more than that, I'm just simplifying things, but only chazaka works on karka. Chazaka will not work on metalton, and only mashicha works on metalton, and it does not work on karka. That's the points that are coming out of this. Fine. Gemara now says, Nakvo ba'aretz, around 10 lines from the top. Let's say there's a hole. The flower pot has a hole, and through this hole is drawing nutrients from the ground below. And v'nofo b'chutzlaretz, so ba'aretz means Eretz Yisrael. So my flower pot is in Eretz Yisrael, but the branches are extending over into chutzlaretz. So what's the status of the tree? So Gemara says, Abai Amar Basar Nakvazlinam, we go based on the hole, and since the hole is above Eretz Yisrael, It's a din of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael to this. And Rav Amar Basar Nofazim, and we go based on the branches which are hanging over in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it's not Kedushas Eretz. So Rashi explains a few narrow lines down. Nakva ba'aretz v'nofa b'chutz la'aretz shayamunach al ha'gvul. It's mamish on the border of Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. V'nof hazrayim note chutz la'atit chutz la'gvul. And the branches of the seeds are extending over the border outside of the pot. So Rashi says, so basar nikva azlinen. So according to Rava, says you go based on, rather according to Abaye, you go based on the hole. Abaye says the hole, says Rashi, shemisham hu yonek, from that hole is where it's drawing its nutrients from the ground. V'chai b'maiser, the din of Kudush is Eretz Yisrael, and has chai b'maiser. And according to Rava, basar nofa azlinen, we follow the branches which are extended over into Chutz La'aretz, upat b'maiser, mina Torah, b'chutz La'aretz. So that's the debate here. The Gemara explains as follows. B'da'ashish, when the tree has taken root, everyone agrees, when it takes root, that Rashi explained, B'da'ashish, chutz l'nakov, b'soch karko Eretz Yisrael. If, let's say, the hole now, it started to draw, the roots started coming out of the hole towards the land, does it mean it actually went into the land? In that case, everyone agrees, de lo kulama lo pligi, de lo azlinan su basar no, if you don't follow the branch anymore, hold mechuber mamish bars. It's mamish connected. So they explain this to me where the roots actually come out and it connects to the ground. That's what it has to be, right? Because Rashi sounds like it comes through the hole. It just comes closer. But the next Rashi says, mechuber mamish.
Says
besocha karka. Ah, so inside right there too, also. So you have the roots, you have the pot hanging, and the roots begin to slowly grow. Now it's touching the ground. According to all opinions, that's definitely Kedushas Haaretz, even though the branches are hanging in Chutz La'aretz. So then the Gemara says, Ki pligi, when do they argue? B'dilo ashish, when there are no roots, and that's the whole debate here. When there are no roots, do you go based on where the hole is, or do you go based on where the roots are? The Gemara says, wait a second. U'b'da ashish lo pligi, when there are roots in the ground, nobody argues, everyone agrees it's Kedushas Haaretz, is that certainly true? But we have the following question. V'hatanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, Shtei ginos, if you have two gardens, zu agav zu, one above the next, they're adjacent to each other, but one's higher than the other, one's lower. The yerek bein tzayim, and then there is, in between them, there's some vegetables. So Rabbi Meir, Omer shel elyon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer shel tachton. Is there an image by any chance of this? I'm trying to appreciate what's going on. Is this a slanted?
Yeah, I think
it's a hill. A hill, okay. So I own the bottom of the hill, and Harry owns the top of the hill, and some no man's land in the middle, and there's some vegetables growing in the middle. So whose property is that? Is it his dirt or is it my dirt? So the Gemara says, Rav Meir Paskin is according to the Elyon, the higher field has it. Rabbi Yehuda thinks it's the lower terrain that has the vegetables that are in between. So we see here, even though it's taken root, so Rashi explains, Shteginos zu agav zu, vizu etel zu, v'karkalos ha'achas gavo mechaver, the one's higher than the next, the gida shela zakuf, and it seems like there's a horizontal wall between the two, it's more like a cliff it seems. V'hayarek bein taim, b'gida ha'gvoa, based on the side, imagine like a wall here,
yeah, it's growing out
on the side,
it.
Right, it's coming from the side of it. So, da'achshav hu nishrash b'karko, it's rooted in the ground, Eshel Elyon, this is the ground of the Elyon, right? This part, I'm assuming it's this flat here, and this is where it goes to top here. So it's right here. This is the ground of the Elyon. He owns everything here. So coming out of the side here, this is part of the dirt of the Elyon. So that's why one would think it's really part of the Elyon. So even though it's rooted in the Elyon's property, but the branches, it's coming out, hanging over the airspace of the lower terrain. So we see that there's a machlok, because even though it's rooted in the upper, there's an opinion that still says it's part of the lower. So too, when it comes to a pot that's rooted in Eretz Yisrael, some might say you should go base the basar nofo, the branches that are hanging over in the airspace of Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara says, no, you can't bring the arayah from there, because in that case, hasam kedekatani taima. There's a unique reasoning of that machlokas when it comes to the tuginos. What's the reasoning? So Amar Rabbi Meir, ma im yirtze elyon litol es afaro, ein kanyer. If the elyon guy wants to just knock out all his dirt, just get rid of it, there will be no fruit, there will be no vegetables anymore, so therefore he has the stronger koach. And then responds, Amar Yehuda, ma'im yirtza tachton lemalos es ginas ofer. Let's say the lower terrain wants to raise the dirt and end up going to cover the vegetables that are there, ein kan yerek. So they both have a very good reasoning, have nothing to do with the where it's rooted and where the branches are hanging, it has to do with another point of the who has the ability, who has the airspace, and who has the dirt space. Okay, so still, if it's rooted, we paskin it goes based on where it's rooted. Vakati b'da'ashis l'pligi. Still, I have another question. Is it really true? In a situation where the pot had been rooted in Eretz Yisrael, no one would argue. Everyone would say it's Kedushas Haaretz. Vatanya, I've got a brisa. This brisa appears in Baba Basra. Ilan miktsasa b'aretz u'miktsasa b'chutz l'aretz. So you have a tree. Part of it's hanging in Eretz Yisrael. Part of it's hanging in chutz l'aretz. The brisa tells us it's tevel v'chulin muravin zebazeh. Divrei Rebbe, you have mixed together. Tevel, there's a chi of Meiser in some of the tree, and there's a p'tur from Meiser in the other part of the tree. It's all mixed together. There's no way to, there's nothing really you could do about this. It's just mixed. So Rashi explains here, Tevel v'chulin muravin zebazeh, ein lecha pri b'ilan hazeh, she'ein miktsasa min aretz, shutevel u'miktsasa m'chutzart. So there's no one fruit here that doesn't have a little bit of Eretz Yisrael in it, and a little bit of chutzart. So they're all mixed together. The fi shehu yanika misarevis, the nutrients that's drawn from both lands, it get mixed together when it gets inside the tree and the fruit. Vnafkamina shein masin mitevel vaday alav to have minachiv al ptur veloma menel tevel vaday. So what do I do practically? What am I supposed to do now? I've got this fruit that's all mixed together. I'm not sure if it's really vaday ma'aser, if it's mixed together. So what happens is I could take chumas and ma'asers from these fruits on this tree as a unit. But I can start taking it from other fruits as well, because other fruits have a vaday tevel. This is a mu'urav tevel, and I can't take something from a chiv and a pater, a p'tur and a chiv. But there's a way around it again. I can't take maaser on this particular fruit. If this fruit, let's say, is mixed together, I can say, okay, this part I'm cutting off, this part's going to be maaser to give to the levi. Then comes along Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer. No, it depends what side of the fence it's on. The side that grows in Eretz Yisrael, that part is going to be chayiv in Meiser. The side of the tree that's in Chutzart will be pater. Okay, so let's see. So Gemara says, so my lav. So what's the? What are we not? Are we not talking about the following case? Miktas nofa baret. Umiktas nofa b'chutzart. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says parts in Eretz Yisrael and parts in Chutzart, what does it mean part? It must be that some branches are in Eretz Yisrael and some branches are in Chutz La'aretz. And whichever branch, wherever the branches are, that's going to tell us whether the chayiv. So even though this is a case where it's rooted in the ground, we still go based after Nofo. So it's not so clear that root in the ground means it's definitely based on where the roots are. Whereas it's low, not true at all. You got it wrong. It's not referring to Miktas Nofo. It's referring to Miktas Shirashin. Some of the roots are Ba'aretz. Umiktas Shirashin B'chutz La'aretz. That's the point. Wherever the roots are, the roots that are found in Eretz Yisrael are going to be Chayiv Ma'aser. The roots that are found in the Chutz La'aretz will not be Chayiv Ma'aser. Umay Taima, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why does he think that's a sensible chiluk where the roots are growing? The Mafsik Tsuma, that's where there's a stone of some sort in the ground that divides the roots. The roots are really separate from each other. They're not going to mix with each other below ground. So since it's Tsuma, the roots that are growing in Chutz La'aretz are going to be Pater, and those that are in Eretz Yisrael will be Chayiv. And there is no question to what we've been saying above. Then the guy asks, my time of the Rebbe. Why did Rebbe think, if there's a tsunma on the bottom where the roots are, so why did he assume every single fruit, no matter where the fruit, whatever side it's on, all the fruit are mixed together? So he explains, my time of the Rebbe, the hadre arvi, even though when it comes to the ground, the roots, they're very separate, once they grow together above ground and there's no more separation, they end up mixing with each other. All the different veins, whatever you call them, of the tree are mixing together, and you have the Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael mixed together. So what's the machlokas? Now, getting to the root, what's the nekudas machlokas between Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? B'maikamithki, what's the debate here? Mar savar avira mivalbel, humar savar haylechu dekai, haylechu dekai. One thinks, Rebbe thinks, that the avir, the air space, once it gets above ground, they all mix together. Says Rashi, around 8 narrow lines up, mar savar avira mivalbel, apa pish shakol mashiyish minashurashim bekarka havi muvda. Even though below ground, where there's a tsunma separating, everything is separate, the roots are very separate. Whole chashyatsu la'avir, once it enters the airspace, what I think it means just above ground, the tree above ground, then humeurav umivalbel v'yarke b'hadadeh, they end up being yonik, nourishing from each other. But according to the other opinion, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Gemara says, mar savar haylechu dekai haylechu dekai. They stay separate, even above ground. They don't mix together at all. Okay. Fine. But in the end of the day, the point is that when it comes to something that's rooted in one side of the ground, in Eretz Yisrael, even though the Nofo is in the Chutz Arts, we go based on Shurashim. The whole debate above, between Rav and Abaye, was a situation where the pot was not rooted in the ground. Then they had the debate, do you go based on where the Nof is, or do you go based on where the hole is? We're now quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser Omer v'chule. He held that what? That you could write on certain things you cannot write on. You can't write a get on a nir hamachuk, a nir that's been erased already, because that allows to open the door for a forgery. And you can't write on a diftra either, because diftra, you won't notice if something was changed. Either something that was already changed or something that will never be noticed to change, those are disqualified from being used for a get. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Asi, Mishmei de Ula, in the name of Ula, Shlosha Oros Hein, there are three types of leathers. Matzah, Chippa, v'diftra. These are the three types. What's the difference? Matzah, kimashmo. Matzah is like it sounds. Matzah means a very dry, bland piece of bread, nothing done to it, which is what does that mean when it comes to leather. D'lo maliach, it wasn't salted. D'lo kimiach, it wasn't, I guess, floured, right? And lo afetz, it didn't have the gall nuts. So it was very dry, like just like matzah. It's nothing special, but matzah, very plain. That's the first type of leather. So what's the who cares? And that, what type of leather? What's the nafkamina? Lotzah Shabbos, when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, so each item, the shear of what's a violation of Lotzah depends on the need for that item. So the terms of Shabbos, kamash shear, what's the shear that I would violate Shabbos for carrying such a matzah type of leather? Kedekatani Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, kedei latzur mishkal katana. In order to cover a small weight, a small amount. Let's see, does Rashi say much on this? Nothing. Just to cover something up, it sounds like. It's a wrapper. That's what it sounds like, a wrapper. The kama shiro, so how much is that? Skip the line here. Kama, how much is that? Lamaisa, give me something to work with here. What's the measurement? Rabbi, Abaye says, ki riva deriva, a quarter of a quarter, a 16th de pumpadisa. So again, I don't know what that means in our language at all. But that's a very small amount. Even a small amount could serve as some level of a cover. As a wrapper, that would be a violation of taking out this type of leather. The second type of leather was a chippa. What's chippa? Dimaliach, that it was salted, velo kamiach, velo afetz, but it wasn't floured and it wasn't used with gallnut juice either. So my hilch, so what's the relevance of this type of leather? So too, lota shavitz, v'kamashir, so how much would one violate, how much has to be taken out to violate Isser Shabbos? Kedetanan, the Mishnah tells us, the Mishnah appears in Meseches Eirvin, that or kedei lasos kemia, that it's enough of a leather to write a kemia on. Kemia was a little, he's like psukim, or words, or potions that people, if they were sick, they would walk around with, it would heal them. It's spoken about in the Gemara and Shabbos a lot. So if it was big enough to write something on it, that would be a violation of Hotzah on Shabbos. And then Rashi just explains here, chippa, it was six lines up from the bottom here. Mesukan ktas, it's a little bit fixed and tended to. V'roi l'chapos bo kemiah. And this was what was used to cover up a kemiah. Kemiah had to be covered up for a number of reasons. One is this way the shemos Hashem don't get rubbed off. And number two is if a person were to enter into a base of merchat or a base of gisei, it was protected, allowing to go in there. Now it has to usually have a double covering to go into a base of gisei with these things on. But that's why it's called a chippa, because it was used primarily as a covering for the kemiah. And the third type of leather the Gemara mentions is a diftera. Diftera is demaliach v'kamiach. It was salted and it was also floured, but v'lo afetz, it didn't have the gallnut juice on this. The ma'hilchasa, what's the relevance of this type of leather? Lo tzah Shabbos also, there's a nafkamina when it comes to carrying on Shabbos. V'kamashira, how much does one have to carry to violate hotzah? B'Shabbos, k'dei lichtov alav etz aget, large enough to be able to write a get on this. So Rashi explains, lichtov alav etz aget, kira banan demachshiri. Meaning the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda says, one cannot use diftera. Chacham and Paskin, one's allowed to use diftera. So that's why they're relevant. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he would have to have a different nafkamina because it's not right for him for writing a get. You can't write a get on a diftera. And Rashi just points out here, if you look at Rashi, Further, in that same Rashi, the second to the last one, Umiu klaf gomer, a complete klaf that's been maliach kamiach ve'ofitz. It was salted, it was floured, and it was also used with gallnut juice. Lo shmei or, that's not called or, meaning that would have been the natural, the fourth case. Why not mention the fourth type of leather? Says Rashi, it wasn't mentioned because that's not considered or. Mishum hachi lo mani b'hadari, that's why it wasn't included on this list. Vishireha tanan b'motzi yayin, klaf kadei lichta b'parsha katanish b'tfilim. That's the size of a klaf we won't have to carry to violate Hotzah b'Shabbos. About difter ainu kashul tefillin hilkach shiru beget. Why is not considered a leather though? Why is not considered ore anymore?
Is it considered parchment of some
kind? Uh huh. It's not called ore because it's parchment. It's already high level. Sound like semantics.
I guess ore is like a raw state.
Uh huh. So you have to say, I guess.
Yeah, each one was saying they're lacking certain things.
Right, so this is already in the final product. That's not considered ore means skin. It's not skin, I guess. It's parchment, like what you were saying. This is not paper. It's a different product. We don't call paper trees. It's paper. It's not trees anymore. Okay, I hear that.
That's what Shalashar is saying.
What's Rashi, I see. Same idea. Nothing new, I don't think, right? Same thing as Rashi.
Yeah.
What's Rashi? Okay. Tosa points out, Kedei lichtov alav hasaget, that the difter had to be a size which is large enough to write a get on. Hainu ki rabbanon, like Rashi said, the machshir a difter that permitted the use of a difter for a get. And that's why he brought this here. Because it sounds like a random discussion, but since we mentioned difter in the Mishnah, we mentioned this list of three because difter was mentioned on this list. Ve'elu hashirun, he says, einan lefi chashivas ha'or. The list is not in order of value. D'yesh shu chashiv shir gadol min agarua. There are that which is more chashiv, and the shir is greater than that which is more inferior to it. There's no list which is greater or not. Each one has a different function, a different purpose, and that's the list here. Don't think it's an order of chashivas at all. Okay, the Gemara now says in the very bottom of the Amud here, Chachamim machshun. Chachamim permitted the use of a diftera and also the nir hamachuk for the purpose of a get. Man Chachamim, who are the Chachamim that permit this? Seems like you're opening up the door for Ramai. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer was the author of the Mishnah. The Amar Eide Misiri Karti, he wasn't so concerned with the Eide Chasima, it wasn't about the signatures, the document wasn't so important, it was really about people witnessing the handing over of the get. And he was the author, that's why he was okay, I don't care what type of document you use, you could use a difter, you could use a get, a star ma'a, near machuk, all that's okay, because what's really the important Eidim here are the Eide Misiri Karti.
Rabbi Lazar, the Amora, Rabbi Lazar ben Pedas.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay, I wasn't sure I was reading double. Okay, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Elazar here. I got you.
It's confusing.
So it should be Rabbi Lazar, no? They probably changed that gear, so. Rabbi Lazar quotes Rabbi Eliezer. No, it doesn't say that
now. Yeah, Rashi Haman Aleph says it.
Where is this Rashi?
Four narrow lines down.
Okay. So Rabbi Elazar ben Pedas quotes from Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua of the Mishnah. Okay. So he authored the Mishnah that permitted any type of document to be used because it's not about the document, it's about the witnessing of the Mesira. Gemara now says on the top here, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Lohichshir Rabbi Eliezer, Eliezer is again the same idea. Amar Rabbi Elazar the Amora, Lohichshir Rabbi Eliezer the Tana, Ela la'altar. This is only permitted to use these forged or these not forged these types of documents if it was given right away. About mikan adasar yamim la, but to extend it a few days, even within 10 days, would not be permitted. Why? Chayshinan dilma havi be tanai v'zayfti. There's a concern that maybe this get had a certain condition that was there, and in order for the get to be chal, some condition had to be met. And maybe they forged it, they erased it, they did something to it, and then maybe the aid's going to forget later on. So this requires a little bit of explanation, I think. Rashi says, Elo la'altar, it's around halfway down the Rashi's on this Amud, Ela alter shavila bezin beyom shenim sarla laudia she grusha v'yatiruha linase. That the day that they witness the giving of the get, that's when this get has to be presented to Bezdin. Since it happened today, and their Edom who witnessed it, we're not concerned anyone's going to play around with the get. The Edom were there that morning at 9 o'clock in the morning, they saw what took place, and they read the document, and later on, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, if something was tampered with, they'll know. But if it was given, says Rashi, it was given later on, after, the, you know, even one day later, it's a concern of Zayfise, says Rashi, V'kvar Shachu Haidim. Already a week later, the Edom were so busy, they don't remember what was on that document. And there's a concern that maybe the husband or someone forged something in the get, and it's not noticeable because we use a diftera, or near machuk, and therefore it would seem to be, it would cause issues, of course, of the condition being met or not being met. Fine, that's according to Rabbi Eliezer. But comes along Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu mekan atzar yamim, he permitted with a, he had a range of 10 days. Zim isid dehave be tanai mitcha dechiri. No, people are going to remember. 10 days is not so hard to remember things. Within 10 days, we could allow the get to be given. So even though the get was given and I witnessed it on Monday, I could give it the next, the following Thursday, within 10 days, because I'm going to remember if they changed something on the get or not. That's okay. Beyond 10 days, Rabbi Yochanan wouldn't permit. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Eliezer lo hichshir Rabbi Eliezer ella begitim." This whole discussion is only a heter of using a diftera and using a near mach. It was only with respect to gittin. Aval b'shar shtaros lo. When it comes to other shtaros, other documents, you can't use these. Why? Dechsiv unusatem b'chlicheres l'man yamnu yamim rabim. When it comes to shtaros, you have a special pasuk that tells us that you have to use a document that could last for many, many years, and there's no concern of forging. Rashi explains, Elo begitin. The Einan Asurin Elo lehatir. The only purpose is just to be matir, and that's it. V'yachola d'lhavila bezin la'alta, and she could bring it to bezin right away to permit her. V'yatiru v'shuvein l'tchichal get, and she no longer needs a get. She's mutter, and that's it. We don't care. She doesn't have to hold on to that get anymore. Once the get was given and presented to bezin, that's it. There's no preservation of the get needed. Kevin d'shutra v'bezin yesh zichom nekol l'davar. The moment she becomes mutter, everybody knows about it. There's no need to look for Edom. Aval b'sharos, when it comes to documents, the kaima l'guvaynu, that's there to be used to collect. V'dilma lo mafik le'ad z'man arach, he may not ever take it out to collect till years later. V'yishchu edim esir es hadavar, people are going to forget witnessing the transaction of the shtar. V'samchina a'edim v'chazima, they're going to rely then on the edim chazima then. V'mizayif k'sav elyon v'chosim ha'edim omeid v'mkomo. He's going to leave the signatures below, which are originally there, and then they're going to mess around with what took place on top. So therefore, since shtaros are meant to stay for a long time, yamin rabim, you're not allowed to use a diftera, or a near machuk, there's a concern of a mizuyaf. Comes on Rabbi Yochanan, he argues on Rabbi Eliezer again, amar afilu b'sharos, even by shtaros you're allowed to use diftera. We're not so concerned. The question, for how long? How long will he allow this for? It didn't really make any above, he only allowed 10 days. I thought it was only 10 days. Was above even after 10 days? Only 10. Sound like only 10, right?
Only 10, yeah.
This sounds like forever. Now the question, why here forever? He just permits it. There's no svar being brought. The Gemara is just going to ask a question on his opinion. What's a svar? Why he allows it for so long? I don't know. Okay, I'm not getting any svar here. But the Gemara asks, okay, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who permits you to use the difter on a near machuk on a shtar, but doesn't the pasuk say v'haksiv l'man yamdu yamim rabim? Yeah, you have to have it something that's able to be lasted for many, many years. And isn't there a concern over time that he's going to, it's not going to consider preserved because someone could always forge it later on? So answer the Gemara, Eitz Tova K'mashalan, it's giving you good advice. And the good advice is make sure that you hold on to your documents in a place in a file cabinet somewhere where it's going to be protected, not to lose them. That's what it's referring to. Not referring to what that bashar to use. It's just saying a person wants to be a good businessman. Make sure you hold on to your documents so you don't get into any issues. Okay, so worth doing this mission. I know it's very small, but Simli is going to discuss, get involved in tomorrow's daf. So I would say, let's just stop here then, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Okay, shkoyach. But my voice is hurting me.